This minister was in charge of immigration when population growth grew by, went up 300%. He single-handedly destroyed our immigration system, overcrowding housing, our job market, and our healthcare system. Then they moved him over to housing, where he delivered the most expensive housing costs in Canada's history and in all of the G7. And as a punishment for all of this failure, the Liberal Prime Minister now appoints him to be in charge of crime. So you can imagine the results you will get. And what have they done together ever since? They have they haven't done nothing. They've done worse than nothing. They have obstructed action. Yeah. Obstructionism by the Liberal Party to keep in place the failed laws that are unleashing chaos on our streets. Conservatives said in the spring, right after the election, let us immediately reverse catch and release Liberal laws and lock up the criminals that the government had been turning free. Instead, the Prime Minister said, let's go on vacation. And what has been the consequence of that decision? Real human costs. In Kelowna, 15 people were arrested 1,300 times in 1 year. That's almost 100 arrests per offender per year. In Penticton, there's one guy named Levi who does so much crime that police told me that when he's out of prison, he raises the crime rate for the entire city. One guy. In Vancouver, 40 offenders were arrested 6,000 times.